As we begin to get to the end of the Masechta, Masechta Erevin, that we've discussed so many of the halachas of Erevin, and we've certainly begun to understand that there are a myriad of details involved in creating a proper Erev, a kosher Erev, we can understand better why there are people that don't want to rely on an Erev or on certain types of Erevin. And the question, and there are many questions that come up if someone doesn't rely on an Erev. The most obvious question that comes up is that if somebody doesn't rely on an Erev in a certain community, may he ask someone else who does rely on the Erev to carry on his behalf? And this discussion that we're going to have now is based on the Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir Vashchunos. The Torah in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Chof Dalet, says that there were chassidim v'anshimasa ba'ashkenaz that were machmer to make 2 days, to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur, just like by all other Yom Tovim in Chutz Loritz, 2 days are kept. Ask the Beis Yosef, what would be the halacha if Yom Kippur falls on Thursday? So these individuals who are keeping 2 days Yom Kippur are going to be keeping Yom Kippur Thursday and Friday. Could they request that people who aren't keeping Yom Kippur on Erev Shabbos to cook on their behalf for Shabbos? Or since according to them it's Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, obviously, Yom Kippur Shabbos, Shabboson, one may not cook on Yom Kippur. Cooking may not be done on their behalf. And the Beis Yosef says clearly that one may not ask somebody else to cook on their behalf, since according to them, it's Yom Kippur. So therefore, asking someone else, even though that other individual is not keeping today Yom Kippur, to cook on my behalf is certainly a violation of Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Mechshol. The question that the Beis Yosef remains with is, what happens if these individuals who aren't keeping today Erev Shabbos Friday, Yom Kippur, cooked on their own behalf? May I, who's keeping today Yom Kippur, eat from that food on Shabbos? And he says that halacha, that if I'm machmer and I consider something as asur, I'm not allowed to ask someone else who doesn't consider it asur to do it on my behalf. And if I do, there's a question of lifnei iver l'sitein mechshol. However, the Ksav Sofer in Yerideya, Simen Ayin Zayin, paskins that there is no problem. And he says that even, and there is no issue of lifnei iver. And he brings a raya from two gemaras in Masechet Chulin. He says there's a gemara in Masechet Chulin that mem dalid amabez that says hahi psukas hagargaris. There was an animal that had a question that its gargaris was disconnected. Dosal the kamei de rav that was brought to rav with a question: is this animal a treifa or not? Yosef the Kabbadik Leibarav Avya. Rav went and tried to determine by looking at the width of the Gargaris, how much was disconnected. Amalei Rav Kahana L'Rav Asi L'Rav. Rav Kahana said to Rav, L'Mratana Rav Bein Barov Chalolo, that you taught us that it's not examined with Rav Avya, it's examined with Rav Chalolo. Says the Gemara, so indeed, Shari l'kamed rabba b'vachana, bat k'barav chalol v'achshura. So let's understand this Gemara, says the Ksav Sofer. According to Rav, this animal was a treifa. He now is sending this animal to rabba b'vachana, who has a different opinion, and will say that it's not. How could he allow that to happen if he considers the animal a treifa? Certainly, this should be considered a situation with Na'iver, if he'll cause, by sending the shayl to Rabbi Bachana, to have people eat it that think it's treif. Similarly, he says there's a Gemara Masechta Chulin, that Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, a famous question, if Yesh Begidin, if the Gidin are nice and tam, if the Gidin of an animal give off taste, and the Gemara says, Kiyosel Kamei Derav Ami, when this question, if Gidin got mixed in to kosher meat, says the Gemara, Kiyosel Kamei Derav Ami, when such a question would come to Rav Ami, Meshadilei Lekamei Derav Yitzchak Bechola, they would send this question to Rav Yitzchak Bechola, the Marbella Teir that he held, that ain't begidin benois and tam, b'shem d'rabishu b'levi v'leiloi sfirilei. In other words, Rav Ami explains Rashi did not hold that this, he held yesh begidin benois and tam, but since he knew that Rav Yitzchak Bechalov had learned from Yeshua ben Levi that it's not a problem, he would send such questions to Rav Yitzchak, who would be Mekel. So we see from here, says the Ksav Sofer, that even though I'm a machmer, I'm allowed to have someone else send the question to someone else who will be makel. Now, if I hold it's usur, certainly isn't that considered a situation of mefnei iver l'sitim mechshu? It must be, says the Ksav Sofer, that by me sending this to an individual who holds, it's not usur, is not considered lifnei evil esite mirsho. Similarly, if I don't carry in the Erev, but there's another individual who does rely on the Erev, it seems that according to Ksav Sofer, letting him carry on my behalf and using something he carried should not be an issue. And in fact, there's a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman, and the Mechas Shloima, Chelik Aleph, Simen Mem Dalet. We know there's a very, very famous Machloikis. If Peiros Nachrim, if produce that's owned by non-Jews, if there's Kedusha Shvius, different Menhagim in Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Shloima Zalman, that let's say I'm Machmer to say that this Kedusha Shvius even on Peiros Nachrim, I still may, if I own a fruit store, I may sell such Peiros to someone who's not careful. They consider that such produce is subject to Kedusha Shvius. And I don't have to worry that by me selling it to him, perhaps he won't be makban on Hilchos Shmita. So we see that as long as there's a legitimate room leheter, I don't have to be machmer, and I could, and there is no issue with naiver. So the paiskim want to make the following distinction, because on one hand we have the Maram Rottenberg, who's machmer, the case of Yom Kippur. On the other hand, we have the Ksav Sofer, we have the Smicha Shloima, who are makel. So the paiskim, and this is based on the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah in more than one place, make the distinction between why I'm machmer. If I'm machmer because I hold that that is what the halacha says, then I have no right to be makel and rely on someone else or ask someone else to do it. It's issue of naiver, relying on that person to do something which I hold is osur al pidin, is wrong. But if I am only machmer, I recognize that the other opinion has halachic legitimacy. I want to be machmer. There, we could be more lenient and rely on someone else who's makel, and certainly will not be considered lifnei iver l'sita mirsho. And we find this, the Bi'a Halacha, in Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, Devar Maskil Imhu, quotes a Prima Gadim. He says, let's say you have an individual who's makbid. We know there's a very famous question, if you have to be careful on chadosh, on produce that's chadosh and chutzlarts. So he says, if you have an individual who's makbid on chadosh, beer which we know comes from barley, from hops, is certainly subject to Hilchas Chodesh. So somebody who's makban Chodesh is not allowed to drink beer that's Chodesh. He's not allowed to make Havdalah on beer that's Chodesh. So let's say I have nothing else to make beer, to make Havdalah on, and I can't drink this beer because I'm makban Hilchas Chodesh. Can I ask someone else to make Havdalah on my behalf with such beer? Says the Bi'ur Halacha, if the reason I hold you not eat chadosh is because I hold it's mamish asur, so I can't rely on someone else drinking and making havdalah on that beer. But if it's only a chumrah, but I not that I hold it's literally 100% asur, then I can rely on someone else to make havdalah on such beer. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah, closer to our sugyas, in Simen Shin Pei Vav, Sifkotin Mem Zayin, discusses if somebody doesn't eat Chodosh, can he make an Erev with food that's Chodosh? And says the Mishnah Berurah, depends. If I hold that Chodosh is only, I'm only Makbar on Chodosh because I'm Machmer, but not that I hold it's Mamish Osir, then I could use it for Eruv HaChatzeres. But if I hold that it's Osir Mi'ikur Hadin, then I wouldn't be allowed to use it for Eruv HaChatzeres. So, again, relating to our question, if somebody doesn't rely on an Eruv in a community because he wants to be Machmer, but he recognizes that there are opinions to rely on this Erev, that there's a halachic basis to rely on the Erev, he could ask someone else to carry something on his behalf. And it wouldn't be considered lifnei Ever loisitei machshav. The question, however, is that why isn't this considered a mira? Just like there is a halacha, and we'll discuss this more, that a mira la'akum is osur in Shabbos, that you're not allowed to tell an akum to do malacha on your behalf, there should also ought to be an isser of a mira le'Yisrael, telling a Jew to do something that you hold is not allowed to be done, should be in the category of a mira, and an amira that's osur in Shabbos. So me asking a Jew to do something that I hold may not be done should be in the category of an Amira Asura. However, the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin speaks about the following situation. He speaks about somebody who is Makabel Shabbos before this man on Friday afternoon. Is he allowed to ask someone else who hasn't yet been Makabel Shabbos to do Malacha on his behalf? The Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter and it's not considered or prohibited amira. Ask the Darki Moshe, why is this not different from what we began our shiur with? That if somebody holds 2 days of Yom Kippur, we learned that the halacha is that if today is Friday, I'm not allowed to ask, or it's not Friday, it's the second day of Yom Kippur for me. I'm not allowed to cook, I'm not allowed to ask someone else to cook on my behalf, even though for him it's not Yom Kippur. Answers the Darki Moshe, I who hold that today is Yom Kippur, so it's not just Yom Kippur for me, it's Yom Kippur for everybody. And therefore, according to me, this other individual is not really allowed to cook today. And therefore, I can't ask someone else to cook on my behalf. However, if I make Shabbos early, that doesn't mean that I say you have to make Shabbos early. For whatever, for my convenience, I've made Shabbos early. That doesn't mean that my neighbor, that someone else, is obligated to make Shabbos early. And similarly here, if I recognize that there are people that rely on this Erev, so asking somebody to carry this Erev is not asking somebody to do something wrong. It's not that I'm asking him to do something that I hold it's wrong. I'm Machmer. and therefore it would be mutter. However, why isn't it in the category of shlucha shel adam k'maisai? That if we notice the concept throughout halacha of shlichus, so if I ask someone to carry for me on Shabbos and I won't carry, so isn't that person who's carrying on my behalf, isn't that a cat in the category of shlichus? So there's two ways of understanding this. One is, going back to the issue that we just discussed, that if I ask somebody to do malacha on my behalf on Friday afternoon, after I was already mekabel Shabbos, it's not a problem. For him, it's not Shabbos. And in fact, the Shaira Tshuva in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, in that halacha that we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Pnei Yeshua, that why, even though, as we just explained, on Friday afternoon, before the Zman, that I was already Mekabel Shabbos, but my neighbor wasn't. So yes, there's no problem of Amir, as we explained, but why shouldn't we say, Shlucha Shel Adam K'maisai? And since he's acting on my behalf, and for me it's already Shabbos, why shouldn't it be Aser? Says the Shari Tshuva, quoting a Beis Meir, that when it comes to Melech Shabbos, there is no concept of Shlucha Shel Adam K'maisai. Why? Because when we speak about Melech Shabbos, says the Beis Meir, the issue is that on Shabbos, I'm supposed to be shoivis. I'm supposed to be resting. If I don't do the malacha, if somebody else does the malacha, even if he's doing the malacha on my behalf, even if he's doing the malacha at my direction, it doesn't contradict my shvisa. It doesn't break my shvisa, because I didn't do malacha. In other words, in all other situations, I'm not allowed to do an aveira. And if I ask somebody to do something on my behalf, that's the concept of Shlucha Shel Adam K'maisai. It's as if I myself did it. But in a situation where I didn't ask someone to do it on my where it's not the issue doing the malacha, the issue that I'm supposed to be at rest, and I am at rest because I am not carrying, that's not considered Shlucha Shel Adam K'maisai. The truth is, the Paiskim say that certainly if it's a situation where I'm not asking the person to carry specifically on my behalf, rather I tell the individual to carry and that he should use what he's carrying and I'll just take it after he carried it, certainly then the Paiskim say there's much more room for leniency. The question also is, in a situation, so as we've been learning, the halacha clearly distinguishes between somebody who's machmer not to carry an eruv because it's only a chumra, versus a situation where it's only, where I hold it's asr. So now the question is, if I hold that something is, the Erev is Asr, and somebody brought something somewhere, somebody brought, carried something by using the Erev, am I allowed to have Hanah? Am I allowed to have Hanah from what he did? Because we know that there's halacha that if an Akum did Melacha on behalf of Yisrael, the halacha is that not only on Shabbos may I not have Hanah from that malacha, but I even have to wait Matzoi Shabbos b'chtei shi'asu. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chav Hei Sifkaten Chav Ches gives two reasons why. One reason is that we're not allowed to have Hanah from malacha that was done on Shabbos. And another reason is that we want to prevent that this should happen again. So if I won't be able to have any benefit, if I'm going to have to wait on Matzah Shabbos B'chtei Shi'asu, I'll never do it again. I have nothing to gain. But if I could benefit immediately on Matzah Shabbos and I won't have to wait, then we're concerned I'm going to ask the guy to do Malacha again on my behalf. So not a that's when an Akum does Malacha on behalf of Yisrael. What about a Yisrael who does Malacha on behalf of another Yisrael? Here, says the Mishnah Berurah, we certainly can be more lenient. Because the Yisrael is not going to do Malacha on my behalf. And furthermore, since the Yisrael is not going to do Malacha because he doesn't want it just because I should benefit. And therefore, there's no reason to tell me I can't have anor from his malacha because he wouldn't do it anyway. No Yisrael is going to be Mechal Shabbos. Ask the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah Svara, that he differentiates between having anor from malacha that was done by a Yisrael versus having anor from malacha that was done by an Akum. That according to Mishnah Berurah, we only have to be machmer by a malacha done by an Akum, not by a malacha done by Yisrael. What would be the halacha if the Yisrael is a mumer? He's an irreligious Jew. There, if I ask the Jew to do the malacha, he will do it, because he's not Shomer Shabbos. Maybe I can't have a no then. Or, maybe, says the Prima Gadim, even though Chazal were concerned that a Jew may ask an Akum to do malacha on his behalf, Chazal were not concerned that a Jew would ask another Jew, even if he's irreligious, to do a malacha on his behalf. So now we could relate this question to our situation. Asking another Yisrael to do malacha. So the Brihim Gadim says, Hanah from a malacha of a Yisrael is an issue, is a question if it's mutter. The Ramosha, in the Igros Moshe, speaks about a situation where you have a person who's machmer not to open up cans on Shabbos. And there's another Jew who's not machmer. He does open cans on Shabbos. So if a Jew opened up a can, am I allowed to eat the food from that can if I'm machmer not to open cans on Shabbos? So he says that since the person who opened the can, in his opinion, it's mutter. He didn't do Chil Shabbos. The only time we have an Isser of having Hanor from Melech Shabbos, says Ramosha, is in a case where something wrong was done. This person who holds that you're allowed to open a can hasn't done anything wrong. This person who's carrying in the Erev holds he hasn't done anything wrong. And therefore, it seems the Ramosha is Mekel. Pashup Shat, it's related to the question that the Prima Gadim discusses. And according to the Prima Gadim, we should maybe be Machmer. However, there is a Mishnah Berurah that says that whenever we have a question if an activity is a Malacha or not, we don't have to, but the Eved, it's not considered Ma'ase Shabbos. Why? Because says the entire Isser of having Hanor on Shabbos from Ma'ase Shabbos is a Knas Rabbanon. And we have a rule of Sofik Rabbanon Lekula. Furthermore, whenever it comes to carrying, and we've spoken about this concept many times, the halacha is that when we speak about carrying is a Malacha Geruah, because there is no physical change in the item that's actually being carried, and therefore it's another reason that even if I'm machmer not to rely on an Erev, I could use something that was transported by somebody who does rely on the Erev.